can, and it's poetry time. I'm Emma Clark, and I'll be reading a poem that I wrote called The Stew. I wrote this poem for kids just like you, and recently I got to read this poem to a first grade class. I had so much fun writing this poem that I'm going to read it to you. This is The Stew, by me, Emma Clark. Once upon a time, in the dead heart of winter, lived a group of small animals, cold, hungry, and bitter. There was a rabbit, a fox, and a little woodchuck, a squirrel, a deer, and a little brown duck. They all crowded together, sad and cold as could be, for there was no food as far as their eyes could see. All that was left from their big winter's haul was a few carrots, some nuts, and a turnip named Paul. All through the valley, it was covered in snow. All of them, one by one, began to cry, "Oh no!" A nice warm stew would be oh so lovely, a savory broth filled with potatoes, so yummy. But how to make a delicious stew with no pot? They had no ideas, so they thought and they thought. Just as the animals thought that they could go on no longer, the fox jumped up. "Look there, just over yonder!" A large dark cave sat perched on the hilltop, which made the animals' hearts do a flip-flop. "Perhaps they have a pot that we could borrow. That would for sure cure our sorrow. Maybe they have food that we can share. Finally it's gone, that awful despair. For once there's hope," they shouted with glee. The animals cheered and danced carefree. The little squirrel stopped dancing and frowned. "But you know who lives there? It's that nasty old bear." The other animals stopped dancing and turned with sad eyes. "You know the story about the lion that dies? Legend has it the toughest lion in the valley went to fight the bear, but that was his finale. From that day forward, the bear became a terror. He was forced to live alone atop his hill forever." "Well, now what do we do?" sighed the little woodchuck. The animals sat and thought. Oh boy, were they stuck. Finally, after a while, the little deer exclaimed, "I know! We can walk up to the mountain, through the cold white snow. Then we can steal the pot. He'll never even know. I'm sure he's asleep. Oh, that I just know." "What a perfect plan," the little brown duck said. "Let's pack our bags and hop in the sled." All the animals put on their wool mittens, their coats, their boots, and clasped their buttons. Then they began their hike through the cold winter's night. They climbed up for miles with no end in sight. Finally, after what seemed like hours, the cave was near. They looked inside, then froze with fear. A huge bear with its back turned away, its big paws, its matted fur all black and gray. Inside the cave was plain white and bare. No pictures, no bed, not even a chair. In the middle of the room sat the large prize, right in front of the bear's sleeping eyes. The bear was asleep, just like the deer had said. But how to snatch up the pot, you know, without ending up dead? The rabbit whispered, "Don't worry, you can count on me. I'm small enough to sneak in, steal the pot, and flee." "Definitely not," said the deer. "Look at your large ears. They're so long and so heavy. This task would take you years." "Oh, please," said the woodchuck, "you're much too clumsy. My tail is perfect for snatching. It's flat, thick, and stumpy." The fox responded, "But you're much too small to carry the pot. I'll do it. I'm strong, swift, and can do this in a trot." "I know," said the rabbit. "We can work together to steal this pot so that it won't take forever." Then the rabbit, the fox, and the little woodchuck, the squirrel, the deer, and the little brown duck made their way into the cave. They tiptoed around, got up to the bear, did not make a sound. "Looky what we have here," whispered the deer. "Some fresh ginger could surely make a nice root beer. Take that onion and those beans and put them over there. Quickly now, before we wake the sleeping bear. Just grab it and go, for we've got no time to spare." The other animals agreed and began to flee, but the little brown duck could do nothing but stare. He stared at the bear with the dark brown hair, the one with a scar, oh what a gruesome pink tear. The scar ran up over the bear's snout and through his right eye. The little brown duck looked sadly and thought, "Poor guy." The little brown duck, now sad as could be, looked to the deer. "This is not right," he said with a sigh. "The bear is nothing to fear." "What do you mean?" said the woodchuck. "He's just a bear. A scary, a nasty, a stupid old bear." With that, the woodchuck grabbed for the pot and tried to flee, but he slipped on his tail and kicked over the pot with his knee. The pot fell hard and made a loud bang. Throughout the large cave, the noise rang and rang. The bear jumped up and woke with a fright. He towered over the animals, teeth gleaming bright white. He yelled in a deep voice, "What do you think you're doing with my pot?" The animals shook with terror, for they had been caught. The rabbit was the bravest. "Please don't hurt us," he said in a small voice. "It's not our fault." The other animals joined in, for we had no other choice. "Please understand, we needed this pot to make our stew, a soup filled with potatoes, yams, and some carrots that we grew."
"But why take my pot? Can't you see that I have nothing? At least you six have each other. That's gotta be worth something. I have no family, no friends, not even a pet. Everyone has left me. They think that I'm a threat."
All seven animals sat in silence. No words were spoken. For what could you say to a bear that was heartbroken? One by one, the animals crowded around. They gave the bear a great big hug, trying to turn his frown around. "We'll be your friend," the animals all said. "In fact, let's cook up the stew and get you fed." So the rabbit, the fox, and the little woodchuck, the squirrel, the deer, and the little brown duck. They gathered their onions and carrots and some other little greens, their potatoes and yams and some leftover beans. They chopped up the vegetables and stirred the steaming soup. Then they shared it with the bear and ate it together as a group.
The Stew was written by Emma Clark. Emma's poem reminded me of this piece called The Bear, written by Austrian composer Joseph Haydn. Try to imagine bears dancing to this music.